சத்தோம சத்கமய தமசோம ஜோதிர்கமய மிருத்யோர்ம அமிர்தங்கமய ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. நமோ நமஹ. குட் ஆஃப்டர்நூன், குட் ஈவினிங், கிரீட்டிங்ஸ் டு ஆல் ஆஃப் யூ ஆன் த ஸ்பெஷல் ஒகேஷன் ஆஃப் நவராத்திரி. நவா, நவா மீன்ஸ் நியூ. ராத்திரி, ராத்திரி மீன்ஸ் டார்க்னஸ். ராதி, ராதி மீன்ஸ் த ஆல் நைட்ஸ் ஆர் கால்ட் அஸ் தமசிக், டல், லேசி, லெத்தார்ஜினஸ், கன்ஃபியூஷன், ஃபியர். This Navaratri, Navaratri means which is not dark, which enlivens our personality. Navaratri, Navaratri ends with Vijayadashami. So, Ratri means darkness, Dashami, Vijayadashami means victorious. The meaning of this Navaratri and celebration may be moved from Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya. From darkness, may we go to the light. The onset of Navaratri starts after Mahalaya Amavasya. Mahalaya Amavasya, after the, it's a dark night. Dark night, no moon. After that, Navaratri starts. From that, it is culminates with Vijayadashami, means I have moved from darkness to light. And this conveys Navaratri. Nine is divided into three categories. We are praying to the Shakti. It's a combination of the Indian scriptures. Yoga is nothing but talking about Ida and Pingala. Two sides we have. One side is the feminine character, one is masculine character. The feminine character, Navaratri, we are invoking the grace of Devi in the form of the feminine character. Whether we are male or female, we have both male and female characters. The harmony should be there. The male character, it is a head oriented. Female character is a heart oriented. We need both head and heart. You can't say, I will have only head oriented, only heart oriented. If the heart oriented person always emotional, always crying, for people can exploit that person. If it is only a head oriented person, no belief in anything, that person ruins that himself or herself. Very dry person, no belief, without belief you can't progress. You need feminine and masculine characters. The feminine characters divided into first three, Durga. Today also is a Tritiya. First 3 days Durga, second 3 days Lakshmi, third 3 days knowledge, Saraswati. After that, victory. You need all three. Durga Saptashati, Durga Sukta, or Shri Sukta for Lakshmi, or Medha Sukta for Saraswati, all are talking about the light. What they are conveying? Durga Sukta, it is talking about Jata Vedase Sunavama Soma Aratiyato Nidahati Vedaha சன பரிஷதி துர்காணி விஸ்வநாவேவ சிந்தன் துரிதாதி அக்னிஹி. இட் இஸ் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் துர்கா சூக்த. வாட் இஸ் த பிரேயர்? த பிரேயர் இஸ் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் ஜாதவேதா. ஜாதவேதா மீன்ஸ் நேம் ஆஃப் அக்னி, ஃபயர், லைட், பிரில்லியன்ஸ். ஜாதவேதா மீன்ஸ் லைட் இஸ் த ஒன்லி டிஸ்பெல்ஸ் த டார்க்னஸ். ஜாதவேதா மீன்ஸ் நோர் ஆஃப் எவ்ரி திங். ஓ ஜாதவேதா Devi, I am praying, Jata Veda say, arati yato nidahati vedaha, praying that one, may you destroy all the obstacles in my life. The agni, the fire, may the light, may it durit vishwa naveva sindun durita agnihim. May that light come as a boat in our life. May we sail across the challenges in life. May we not get drowned in the life. The Durga Sukta talks about naveva, you come as a boat. May we sail across the challenges in life. So many health issues are there. We are praying to the Devi, give me strength. May I sail across. What is Sri Sukta Lakshmi from tomorrow? It is also conveying the same. Ardram yakkarinim yastim suvarnam hemamalinim suryam hiranmayim lakshmim jatavedo maavaha. Again Jataveda, fire, talking about the Lakshmi, Jataveda, brilliance, knower of everything, come to me, Avaha, you come to me, Ardram Yakarinim Yasti, as a nourisher in my life, please come to my life, Suvarnam Hema Malinim, brilliance. Your brilliance effulgence, Suryam Hiranmayim Lakshmim, Surya means the light. The brilliance in my life, Hiranmayim, the Lakshmim, please come to my life and remove all the obstacles. Money is not, I am not praying to Lakshmi for money for the sake of my bank balance. I want to get the Lakshmi's grace so that I do all the brilliant things, no obstacles. May I move towards the prosperity. All Lakshmi dispels all the, may she brings in brilliance in my life. And in Medha Sukta, what we are praying to the last from Buddha, Wednesday, Thursday, the Friday, that Saraswati Puja is there. Saraswati Puja, what we are asking, my Medha, my Prajam, my Agnistejo Dadatu, my Medha, my Prajam, my Indriya, Indriyam Dadatu, my Medha, my Prajam, my Suryo Brajo Dadatu. It is talking about Saraswati, what we are praying, my Medham, my brilliance, my mind should be brilliant. It should not be dull. My Medham, my Prajam, not only my, this one, my mind, my Prajam, my progeny. Whoever comes in my life, my lineage, everyone should be brilliant. My children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, my students, whoever come to me, in their progeny also, only brilliant people should be there, is praying to the Saraswati. My progeny should have brilliant progeny. People say, my grandfather was that one, that great person. I should be that progeny. Brilliant people should keep on coming in my progeny. My Medha, my Prajam, my Indriya, Indriyam Dadatu. It is talking about my Medha, memory power, and all the senses should be brilliant. Brilliant, my Medha, my Prajam, my Suryo Brajo Dadatu, my mind, my Medha, and my mind, my progeny, and should be so radiant like sun. Everyone should be, no dull person should be in my family. My students should not be dull. They should be brilliant, like Suryo Brajo, like how sun is shining. That way my lineage. So Navaratri, we are praying to Durga, Lakshmi and Saraswati, come to me as a light. Light, dispel the darkness. Though Ratri means darkness, I don't want darkness in my life. You come to me as a light to my life. Navratri signifies transformation of our night time into light, knowledge and brilliance. The Navaratri, it starts off Pitru Paksha Mahalaya. Mahalaya, it is talking about the four bodies we have. We are with the four bodies. One, what we have, this one is the outer case. This is not us. It is only a packaging. Outer packaging, this is outer body. It is called as a gross body. Gross body has the least shelf life. This packaging has the least shelf life. When a person dies, the soul comes out, what is called a sukshma sharira. This is the least, very delicate packaging, shortest life span. The sukshma sharira, I have problem with my leg, my knee, my back hurts, and I can't see properly, I can't hear properly. But when the soul comes out, it can see everything, it can hear everything. Only the confinement was in the body, sukshma sharira freely moving here and there. And sukshma sharira, only horizontal movement, it keeps on coming. Why it is keeps on coming? Because of the karana sharira. Reason, causal body. There is a reason why I am born here. Yesterday, today is in Nanda's place also. We are talking about why we keep on coming. When the desire is there, we can keep on coming. We keep on coming, karana sharira. Karana sharira, this life, I have somebody as my husband or wife. Next life, if I come across each other, I may not recognize. I thought this life, we are so close. It's calling as soulmates. But next life, we have no contact. We are, somebody is born here, somebody is there. It is keep on coming. This cycle keeps on coming till it has to be, karmas has to be realized. Karana, reason is there. You have to realize, and last layer will drop off. When you resolve all karmas through the linga sharira. Linga means when the final parada, we are having a parada, outside body is one parada, sukshma sharira another parada, the karana sharira another parada, and linga sharira another parada. It has to be resolved. In Ishavasi Upanishad, some of the children attended the final parada. It is resolved when it is consumed. In Ishavasya, we talked about Vayur Anila Amritam Atedam Basmantam Shariram Om Kratosmara Kratam Kratam Kratosmara Kratam Smara Kratosmara Kratam Smara. The final linga sharira, that body has to be, it has to be consumed only through the jnanagni. Through the fire of knowledge, you have to, that one. It is for that one, telling the inside soul, I know your journey. You traveled so long, remember that one, remember that one. Kratosmara, all the good things you have done, remember. In Aitareya Upanishad, talks about the causal, the four types of birth. The sukshma sharira, when the body leaves, when a person dies, soul moves here and there. Aitareya Upanishad picks up on that one. Soul is freely moving, it comes down to earth along with the rain. It comes down, freely moving, soul gets trapped in the raindrops and comes down. Gets into the vegetation, and from the vegetation, it gets into the male's body. How it talks about embryo development also, Aitareya Upanishad. It's an eye-opener for gynecologist also, how embryo develops. Here, soul gets into the male's body and enters into the female body. That soul, that is called as the first death. It talks about death. We call about death when it the soul from the male body enters into the female body. It is called as first death. It is in the dark chamber. It is through the gestation period. It is there for a length of time. After the gestation period, it was in the dark chamber. One death has happened. It has the come out. The coming out of from the female body, outside that baby is born, that is called as the second death. It has died again. One is entering into that one male, female body, first death. Coming out of the female body, second death. And after, perchance, if there is a good samskara for the soul, that when the person, the baby, perchance, if it comes in contact with a inspired teacher, the teacher shows the way, gives the, imparts the knowledge. When that happens, that soul, that person is called as a dvija. Until then, when you are born from the female, you are an animal in the human form. When you come in contact with the teacher, imparts the knowledge, when you start understanding that one, it is called as a new life. I have got a new life now, that is called as dvija. Dvija means twice born. One is born as an animal, now I am born as a dvija. Earlier I was an animal, now I have got the second life. Second life, I have become a dvija. That is called as, when it happens, that is called as the third death. Third death, and the natural death is inevitable, that is the fourth death. We go through four deaths between dvija and the natural death. Aitari Upanishad talks about, you become a brahmana. Brahmana means realizing the highest. One who has realized the highest, Brahma, is called as Brahmana. Brahmana doesn't mean one who has the sacred thread. One who has realized the Brahmana, Brahma, Supreme Lord, is called as a Brahmana. Brahma Jnani. You become that one. And my teacher, he was saying that for the eating in the temple, there was a pankti meant for the Brahmins to eat. This person did not have any sacred thread. He went and sat there. They said, no, this is only for Brahmanas. He said, that's why I am sitting here. And they did not understand. And for their language is different. This person is a great illumined soul. They said, this is only for Brahmanas. I am sitting for that one, that is why. So, the interpretation of that one, becoming a Brahmana means, one who has realized, it is saying, realize. Realize the highest, then you become a Brahmana. Brahmana is not by, my father was a Brahmana, I am a Brahmana. Need not be. You realize between the third and fourth death, you have to realize that one, that is called as a Brahmana. It is the souls keep on coming and going. Four deaths are happening, four or three deaths, maybe three. Dvija we happen, we come across a teacher. Otherwise, three deaths. Prakriti is making us come and go. Continuously, we are coming and going. Today I am here, the Prakriti, like yesterday I said, whatever child wants, mother gives, so that mother is busy in attending her chores. we wanted something in my in our lives. I wanted to come to Australia, for example. Example, because of that desire, Prakriti created ambience for me to come here. Whatever we wish, the one Himalayan Swamiji, he was staying with me, he was saying that, be mindful what you wish, it may come true. So, you be very careful what you want. Don't, like a greedy person, ask for anything. And each and everything, Prakriti will provide. To fulfill that one lifetime may not be enough. I want that one, I want that one, I want that one. So, you may not be able to finish it in one life. So, whatever you wished, the Prakriti, Devi, she will provide. You wanted that one, I will provide. So, he was saying that, be mindful of what you are asking. And Bhagavad Gita says, not to ask for anything, leave it to him. Because we don't know what we want. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja. Give up your, I want that one, I want. Leave it to the God, let him decide what I want. I don't know what I want. I wanted this one. I may not get it this life. I will get it next life or after 10 life. Keep on coming. So, leave it to God. I am your child. You look after what I want. I don't know. Like a small baby doesn't know what the child wants. We are grown-up children. We don't know what we want. So, you offer everything to him. He knows when he has sent us, he knows what to give. Not to for the Devi come to the temple every time, please give me that one, please give me. If you ask, you will get it. This life or next life or so what you asked, you may end up regretting. Why am I having this one? So, this Navaratri, it is Prarabdha Karma. You are born with a suitcase of karma. Once you finish your Prarabdha Karma, soul leaves, pick up another package, suitcase and comes back. Never ending, by doing karma, you cannot exhaust that one. Prakriti is there to create a platform. Yes, we need a platform to exhaust, but it should not bind us. In the Bhagavad Gita, we talks about three gunas. Gunas are ropes. It should not bind us further. The soul, we have to evolve, try to resolve the karana sharira. Soul, when it reaches to the Satyaloka along with the Brahma, the Linga sharira is consumed. Linga Sharira is removed. Sri Krishna talks about to do that one, resolve the karma. In Bhagavad Gita, we talked about in the fourth chapter, Yasya Sarve Samarambha Kama Sankalpa Varjitaham Jnanagni Dagda Karmanam Tam Ahu Panditam Buddha. It's a Kama Sankalpa Varjita. Whatever you are doing, Sankalpa. Now I asked the priest, asked me to sit and asked me to do the Sankalpa. Sankalpa means throwing the idea, what you want. What you want, Sankalpa. Sri Krishna says, Sankalpa Varjita. In the temple they say, make a Sankalpa. Sankalpa, your if you do not, generally we say, may my job be stable, may I get more promotion, one more house, investment, property, and my son get married, my grandson should be good, and plenty of money, and no hospital visit. These are the general, everyone. Sankalpa, Shri Krishna says, no Sankalpa. No Sankalpa Varjita. Sankalpa Varjita. And at the time of marriage, my marriage with Sumana, priest ಅಷ್ಟಮಿ ಮೇಕ್ ಎ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ ಇವನ್ ಸುಮನ ಡಸಂಟ್ ನೋ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಆಸ್ಕ್ಡ್ ಮೀ ಟು ಡೂ ದ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ ಮೈ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ ವಾಸ್ ಎಟ್ ದ ಟೈಮ್ ದಟ್ ಮೇ ಐ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ದ ಹೈಯೆಸ್ಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಅನುಭವ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾನಂದ ಅನುಭವ ಮೇ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಒನ್ ಮೈ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ ವಾಸ್ ದಟ್ ಒನ್ ಜನರಲಿ ದಟ್ ಪ್ರೀಸ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಪುತ್ರ ಪೌತ್ರ ಐಶ್ವರ್ಯ ಆರೋಗ್ಯ ವೃದ್ಧಿ ರಸ್ತು ದೇ ಸೇ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ ಗ್ರ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ ಮನಿ ಮೇ ಇಟ್ ಬಿ ಅಬಂಡನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇಸ್ ಕಾಮ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ ವರ್ಜಿತ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಗ್ನಿ ದಗ್ಧ ಕರ್ಮಾಣಿ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಮೇಕ್ ಎ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಫ್ರೂಷನ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಟೇಕ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ನಾಲೆಜ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಗ್ನಿ ವಿತ್ ದ ಫೈರ್ ಆಫ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್ ಬರ್ನ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಕರ್ಮಾಸ್ ತಮ್ ಪಂಡಿತಂ ಬುಧ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ದ ರಿಯಲೈಸ್ಡ್ ಆರ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಎ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎ ಫಂಕ್ಷನ್ ಎಟ್ ಹೋಮ್ ಯು ಇನ್ವೈಟ್ ಕಲ್ಪನೆ ಇಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಎ ಗೃಹ ಪ್ರವೇಶ ಮೇ ಪ್ರೀಸ್ಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಎ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ ವಾಟ್ ಮೆಸೇಜ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಮೇ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ವಿಶ್ ಬಿ ಮೈ ವಿಶ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಎ ವಿಶ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ವಿಶ್ ಮೇ ದಟ್ ಬಿ ಮೈ ವಿಶ್ ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅನದರ್ ವಿಶ್ ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ವಿಶ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಎ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ May God's wish be my wish. I should not go if I, my wish according, then Prakriti will come. Prakriti, okay, you wanted that one, keep on giving. So, whenever you are having any religious function, priest will ask what is your wish, what is your wish? Sankalpa, Sankalpa means Kama Sankalpa Varjita. Shri Krishna says, not to have any sankalpa leave it to me sankalpa varjitaah jnana agni dagda karmaani when it is there with that knowledge all my karmas be dried out dissolved so that the person is free and Shri Krishna he is talking about devi hesha gunamayi ಮಮ ಮಾಯಾ ದುರತ್ಯಯ ಮಾಮೇವ ಯೇ ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯಂತೆ ಮಾಯಾ ಏತಂ ತರಂತಿತೆ ದಿಸ್ ಕರ್ಮ ತ್ರಿಗುಣ ಈಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟ್ ಟು ಓವರ್ಕಮ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಎ ಕ್ವಿಕ್ ಸ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಸ್ಟೆಪ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಅಟ್ರ್ಯಾಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಒನ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಅದರ್ ವಿ ಕೀಪ್ ಆನ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಅಟ್ರ್ಯಾಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ವೇರ್ ಎವರ್ ವಿ ಗೋ ವಿ ಗೆಟ್ I have free time, I want to just go for shopping. I don't want to buy anything, I just want to looking, every step I'm getting attracted. I think it will be useful next year. I think it will be useful in 2 years' time. I think it will be useful, I may not need it now. Who will give this much of discount, 70% discount? I may not get it, once in lifetime. And Shri Krishna says, Daivi Hesha, this world is so much of enchanting. This guna, three guna, guna mayi, sattvic, rajasic and tamasic, it is binding guna mayi, mama maya, prakriti, mama, prakriti is mine. I am sending the prakriti to fulfill your desire. It is very difficult to get over the clutches of Devi. Devi keep on giving. We wanted so much, so many lives we asked. She keep on giving. Mama Maya, it is very difficult to get over your tamasic guna, rajo guna, tamo guna, sattvic guna. Mam eva prapadyante. Shri Krishna says, only way you come out of the Navaratri cycle, come out and get the victorious Mama, Mam, Eva, me alone. Seek me alone, nothing. I don't want anything, only Him. Mam, Eva, Prapadyante, Maya, Yetam, Tarantite. My grace alone, my prakriti, my prakriti under the Supreme Lord, she will let you out. She will let you out. She won't. Mother is busy asking, Amrit, you eat please, you eat please, keep on feeding. When the child says, I don't want anything, I want only that one. So, mother says, I can't look after you, you look after yourself. So, Prakriti, the baby is like feeding the baby. When the baby says, I don't want any toys, I don't want any toys, then mother picks the baby and gives it to father. Now you look after. You look after. Baby, whatever I offer, baby is not interested. So, Maya, Mama Maya, Maya will give up and give it to the Supreme Lord. That means at that time, our journey is over. Now, this Navaratri, we are praying on the Navaratri. Yes, our existence is important. In this planet, we should have our sadhana. Sadhana should not get affected. Suppose we are in Lebanon or Gaza or Palestine. Even if you want, our every day is people are sleeping on the street. No sadhana. What is sadhana? Food is not there. No sadhana. We are praying to the Prakriti. Give us an atmosphere such a way that may our sadhana continue unhindered. Give all conducive environment. We might have moved thousands of miles away, finding a teacher, it is a Bhagavan Kripa. It is not easy. Far away, how can you find somebody who can talk about that one? Unless God's grace is there, it is not possible. So, Navaratri, we are praying, O Devi, give us all the conducive environment for our, may we not have any more sankalpa. Give the platform, may we do the sadhana, may we realize the highest Vijaya Dashami. May our life be a celebration, victorious. May we come out victorious to become guna. Three guna, may we go beyond three guna, means gunatita. May we become gunatita. Nirguna means one is no longer getting tempted by gunas, is called as gunatita. Nirguna. May we transcend beyond the clutches. May we become gunatita. May the Supreme Lord bless us. May the Prakriti be kind enough to give us opportunity to get ourselves unbound. This is the message for Navaratri. Ya Devi Sarvabhuteshu. Vishnu Mayeti Samstita. Namastasmai Namastasmai. Namastasmai Namo Namaha. Namastasmai Namo Namaha.